Blog Talk Radio.
Meow, meow, wolf, wolf. Shh. I'm going to whisper now. Today's show is the dog whisperer. Can dogs learn from their misfortune? This is a true story. It's about Tofu and Juno. Dogs. They've helped a number of emotionally distressed rescue dogs. I cannot fathom anyone being cruel to animals and children. They're all babies. All they want to do is to make you happy. They don't have the formula. We're the role models. We need to lead by example. Welcome. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally. Discover what the world has to say. The world is shrinking. And you know we're all connected. The only thing that separates us is our choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Well, what did you choose for today? How is your day going? On a scale of 1 to 10, how is it going, 10 being the greatest? When you woke up this morning, did you realize that you have the power to make this day the greatest day ever, because it's the only day that you have right now? That's why it's so important to sit in the silence and live in the now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. So how is your day going? You would call in 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And if you have a pet story to share, we would be delighted for you to entertain us today. I love pets. The one reason that I can't go to any pet store, I want to adopt them all. So I make my presence felt by donations. I'm saving everyone. The kangaroos, the tigers, the leopards, the elephants, you name it, and I am supporting them to the degree that I'm able to. That really makes me feel good. When you woke up this morning, did you feel good? Did you feel happy? Were you in joy and gratitude? Now, if dogs could learn from their misfortune, can you, a human being, learn from your misfortune? Most people are whiners. Oh, poor me. Don't you know that every challenge, every roadblock, it's a learning curve. It's an opportunity for you to learn, and grow. You woke up this morning, didn't you? Pick up the mirror and say hello to the creator of your life. You know, we teach people how to treat us. It is so evident the more I'm out there and I have my pulse on all ethnicities, genders, and ages, I want to scream at them and say, remember, our children are our future and people how to treat us. How are you being treated? And how do you treat people? Can you imagine Tofu and Juno, two dogs who have helped a number of emotionally distressed rescue dogs? Now, can you imagine 75 dogs rescued from a one-story home in Tennessee? The elderly woman and her brother who lived there with her were charged with aggravated animal cruelty, and I think it was the most heinous thing that I ever read. Allegedly in Chile, if you don't want your dog or whatever, you put it in a sack and throw it in a tar pit. Oh, I want to take the owners and put them in a sack and throw them in a tar pit so they could experience animal goes through bot. Boy, this came back. This dog, beautiful dog, had a chip in the ear. And they were able to find the owners. I'd throw them in jail. Short of throwing them in a tar pit, I would throw them in jail. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. A call-in number is 347-637-3789. Sidebar. Those of you that live in the Chicagoland area, it's 12:36 p.m. This is lunchtime, Central Time. There is a pet expo, America's largest pet expo. More than 200 exhibits of pet products, services, rescues, and world-class entertainment. Trick dog thrill show, cat show, reptiles, pet adoptions. Shop for your pet. And it's going to be held at the Arlington International Racecourse. I'm looking to see if there is a telephone number. All you have to do is to go on petchicago.com and be part of it. Now, remember yesterday? Did you know what your dog knows about you? And then I extrapolated articles from A Science of Mind, Murphy's Dogma. Oh, Murphy is a cute little puppy dog. And the article is called Paws with Perspective. And it's written by Reverend Bob Lunkin. Murphy at csl.org. Do you know, my name is Murphy. And I love being who I am. Because I learned so much from humans. My people went on a cruise and left me with some friends. As long as I can eat when I'm hungry and drink when I'm thirsty, you know, I'm really fine. Shortly after arriving at their house, my friends told me I was going to a meeting. I don't get to go to many meetings with humans. And I was surprised to hear humans talking about strength, hope, and recovery. This is what I learned. I learned that there are humans who drink when they aren't thirsty, and some of them die from drinking. Imagine intelligent humans meeting to help others who aren't thirsty to stop drinking. I heard stories as bad or worse than any dog story. I watched recovering people share what they call time, talent, and treasure with total strangers. You know, as a puppy dog, I really don't understand the problem, but I sure do understand the value of people helping those in trouble. I met a few people who had been homeless, and they opened their homes to people who had just stopped drinking. I'm really grateful that there are so many loving humans willing to help others. I don't know. I don't know of any dogs with a drinking problem, do you? But I do know a lot of homeless dogs that would like to have people with this much love to share. I would love for people who don't have a dog or another kind of pet to discover the joy that comes from adopting one of us. I will never forget the smile on Reverend Bob's face when he brought me home. Pause with perspective. Every year, my people buy me a new bed. It's as though they're giving me a fresh start. They don't ask questions about how or why my bed became so worn. They don't ask me to promise to take better care of this one than the last one. You know, it just occurred to me, if humans were more willing to give each other a true fresh start, their lives might have more joy. And I've heard people say, well, you made your bed, now learn to sleep in it. I see their point, but I think that is the kind of sleep no one needs or wants. Nor do I think much is learned after a few sleepless nights. I think we need to get back to more basic things like doing what you say you're going to do, keeping your word, being kind, loving whenever possible, and practicing random acts of kindness. You know, my name is Murphy, and I may only be a dog, but I know when my people mean what they say, and they say what they mean. Those things make me feel safe and allow me to trust them. My people have created a safe space for me that is full of love. Have you created a space like that for yourself and for those you love? Think about that. Have you created a space like that for yourself and for those you love? Sidebar. Life, this day is not a dress rehearsal. This is the only day that you have. And the quality depends on your choices. You know, now is the perfect time for another fresh start. Start living at the beginning of your day. Come on, there's no time in the past available for you to relive, nor would doing so improve your life. So every morning, I want you to give yourself a fresh start, being kind and loving whenever possible. Thank you, Murphy. Pause with perspective. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Our world is shrinking. What are you doing? What is your contribution to making this a better, happy universe? Listening to Life with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Manly Men and Women, Iron Workers and Impact. They're giant titans, shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. There isn't a bridge, there isn't a building, there isn't anything that would be standing today. The landscape of our world without the iron worker and the trades. And to learn how Impact works with the iron workers, log on impact-net.org. Do you want a career or a job? Do you want to be part of the Iron Workers Consortium International? The Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And there's a CD out, Iron Workers, a Noble Profession. And it opens with Aaron Copland's fanfare to the common man, bombastic, and then transitions into Swan Lake, playing homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. That, too, is available. If you want to find out about more about Ironworkers, log on, ironworkers.org. By the way, you do have to qualify. Imagine learning your trade for 3 to 4 years. You're an apprentice, and you're being paid while you're learning. Your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And it follows you wherever you go. And then you graduate to a journeyman, and you've made it. It's part of your life. If you love designing, if you love working with your hands, if you want to be part of this infectious growth, then log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They stood on the mountaintop in 2009, holding the gold medal of excellence in their hand. Yes, I worked out today. I always feel great after a workout. And then I spend some time in the 50-plus club while the Silver Fox shoots pool to keep his cognitive issues, his ability sharp and alive. Bored and lonely? Pick up the mirror. Say hello to the person who's causing it. You're the creator of your loneliness. Log on, heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. The tax man cometh. Just a little bit over a month. Oh, the 15th, yeah. Log on, haahtax@ameritech.net. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. Why? Because they won't invest in themselves. They won't get up off their duff. They want to stay in their comfort zone. So what's your pleasure in your life? If you're not moving higher on the path of life and exploring all the opportunities, the portals and vistas to enter, don't you want to soar with the eagles? Age has nothing to do with it. You see, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress could be deadly. Toxicity, anger, trauma, all release toxins into the body. What are you thinking now? What's your thought? Is it powerful, peppy, positive? Or is it TNT? Did you know that a working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell? So in reality, they're competing for the same energy. Our body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. What is your choice? Get the book, The Elixir, the e-book, and soft copy. It's my book. 7.5 decades of sharing my secrets, my methods, my techniques, all natural, to help you enjoy a quality of life that you deserve. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Log on. SimplyAgeless.net. And then KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of C buttons, the video, the books, my show topics, my performances, the pageants that I participated in. Don't you want to live your life to the fullest? Are you lonely? Get a pet. That's what this whole week has been about. Get a pet. They're marvelous companions. And they know all about you. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. You could get her book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And get acquainted with her. Her website is enamm.com. We're into March. Did you have more month than money last month? Look, I started my own home-based business when I was 25. I wasn't cut out to work for corporate America. You could do that and still have your own business. Oh, I am telling you, they're exploding. It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and believe in yourself. You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, while you're, log on blogtalkradio.com. And if you want to hear all of the archive shows, you have to listen to Tuesday, March 15th. Biblical Origins of Cats and Dogs. Able to segue in to the political circus that's going on in America right now. And remember, that was Election Day. Oh, so those who... I have to read this to you. So those who aspire and are seeking higher office, be a role model. So live that you wouldn't be ashamed to sell the family parrot to the town gossip. And today's thought for the day, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. Happy St. Patrick's Day! A prescription for a happy marriage? Never, ever forget your wife's birthday. And never, never remember which one it is. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, you're still on my website. Click on Books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations, just my methods and techniques. 7.5 decades in research and development. The e-book, you order it through me, self-published, and the soft book, It Shall Be My Pleasure, nonfiction. Scroll down to choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. You'll love our stories. Nonfiction, scroll down, The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa, fiction and nonfiction. You could get it at Ex Libris and Amazon. And the final book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. We shared our soul with you so that you could get an aha and live your life like it is golden. Live with Kathy shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on March 15th, 16th, 17th, and tomorrow, the 18th, I want all of you to know that the show will be on the air at 7:30 in the morning. Central Time. Yeah, you heard me. 7:30 in the morning on the 18th. And I challenge you. No guts, no glamour. No nothing. Call in and we'll wake up together. Is it going to be good morning, God, or good God, it's morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to, now remember, tomorrow it's going to be 7:30 in the morning. The Dog Whisperer. Dogs were taken. Remember I told you there were 75 dogs rescued from a one-story home in Tennessee? The dogs were taken to a safe shelter, treated for mange, anemia, worms, and dehydration. But dog number 16 got their attention. Poor baby looked like a cross between Gomer Pyle and a vampire bat. The brown spaniel trembled out of fear. But 3 weeks later, dog number 16 plus 48 other dogs had been nursed back to health. Would you adopt a dog today? Do you have the compassion? Let me tell you about dog number 16. The brown spaniel trembled, her ears, back, and tail tucked as volunteers shaved her matted fur. By the time they finished, the dog was bald except for her head, her paws, and the tip of her tail. A little ridiculous, but oh, she was so cute. 3 weeks later, number 16 and 48 other dogs had been nursed back to health. The rest were in such bad shape they were put down, but important questions remained. Who would adopt a dog that couldn't stand being leashed or repeatedly threw up from fear? Could the dogs be house-trained? Would they allow themselves to be petted and cuddled? No one at the Young Williams knew, this was the center that took care of them, knew the answer. There was a ASPCA annual behaviorist, Christine, walked into the Young Williams. Her presence set off the dogs. The barking was deafening. She walked past run after run, eventually coming to the one occupied by dog number 16. The Gomer Pyle Spaniel was asleep in a tight ball on top of a larger dog. Oh, poor baby didn't even look like a dog. I'd never seen such a pitiful-looking animal. Dog number 16 lifted her head, her eyes focused on Collins. No, she told herself, don't even think about it. No. No turned into yes. And a few days later, Collins carried the spaniel to her car for the 10-hour drive home to Illinois. She named her adopted dog Tofu, symbolic of spaniels' extra toes. For a year, Tofu's entire world had been Wall, Squalor, and other dogs. She'd never even seen grass. So Collins drove Tofu along with Juno, the pit bull she adopted years earlier from a vet tech, and Wink, a border collie from a shelter to a secluded park. Tofu fearfully plastered her body to Juno's. Slowly, she lowered her nose to the ground and inhaled the fresh scent of grass for the first time. Her entire demeanor changed. Her tail shot up, and joy seemed to course through every cell. Collins helped Tofu overcome other anxieties. She was petrified of cars. So each day, Collins placed dog food closer to her car. Soon, Tofu climbed into the motionless vehicle to eat. Then she tolerated a ride around the block. Collins did the same with other things Tofu feared: the blender, the vacuum, umbrellas, and even small children. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30 and hear the rest. Until then, be happy. Au revoir.